The book of James tells us that the tongue is set on the fire of hell. Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about rumor and gossip. In Exodus 23, verse 1, we read, "You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness." It continues, "You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit siding with the many so as to pervert justice. Nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him." Here, in these verses, God very clearly and in no uncertain terms speaks of giving rumorous words or evil reports to others. There is a danger in that. And the danger lies in the fact that words are spiritual, and when they are released to the atmosphere from the tongue, those words find their target, and the happening is in the words. So we see in Proverbs 18:21, that the scripture says life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. Now, we have to remember that fruit comes from seed. So what this is speaking of is the power of the tongue being able to produce seed that takes root and eventually brings forth even life or death. That power of the tongue is to speak words that we put faith in, whether they're negative or whether they're positive. And if they are negative, or if the words are evil, that fulfills the law of sin and death spoken of in the book of Romans chapter 7. If the words are faith-filled, or edifying, or assuring, or comforting, or loving, that fulfills the law of the Spirit of life in Christ spoken of in Romans chapter 8. And that's the reason why Proverbs 18:21 says, life or death are in the power of the tongue. Those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. What is that saying? It's saying that when you release seed, which are words that you put faith in, whether those words are negative or whether those words are positive, that seed will grow and it will someday bear fruit. And that fruit will either bless you or bite you. It'll come back on you. So in Titus chapter 3, verse 2 to 9, we read, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, to show perfect courtesy toward all people. Now, the word perfect there means to be spiritually mature. Show perfect or mature courtesy toward all people. It continues, for we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. What is God talking about here? He says, once you were unruly with your mouth and doing all sorts of bad things, hating other, being envious, expressing malice towards other, quarreling. But when the kindness of God our Savior appeared and He saved us, He changed our hearts. And when He changed our hearts, He changed our speech. Because the New Testament scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we have then a changed life because of an exchanged life. When we got born again, when we repented of our sin, when we surrendered ourselves to the Lord Christ Jesus and asked Him to do a work in us. And by the way, that's what everyone has to do. We are telling Jesus that we are giving Him our life, surrendering to Him, and permitting Him to live His life in us and through us. You see, the Christian faith walk boils down to receiving Christ, and by so doing, receiving a changed life for an exchanged life. You give Him your life and dedicate it to Him, He gives you His life and works His ways in you. As you grow and mature in the faith, guess what? Rumor no longer has a place in your life. Gossip has no place in your life anymore. Sharp words of the tongue fall to the wayside, and you take on the love and the gentleness of Christ toward others, and old things pass away. So James 3, verse 9 says of the tongue, with it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. In other words, until we are perfected, made spiritually mature, our behavior tends to be erratic and we have to guard our tongues. We have to think before we speak. So we have to develop a mindfulness that words are spiritual, that words can exhort people, affirm people, heal people, or words can wound and hurt people, discourage them, depress them, and cause them to stumble, particularly spiritually. So Proverbs 20, verse 19 cautions us, "Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler." And Proverbs 18, verse 8 tells us, "The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body." What will happen then? They will eat at you. They will emotionally and maybe spiritually eat you away. Why? Because you gave place to them. So when someone comes trying to spread rumors or malign people or say bad things about them and criticize, and the first thing that your spirit witnesses to is a so-called babbler or a tattletale, someone who practices the giving or taking of an evil report, which Scripture, by the way, forbids, the first thing that you should do is under your breath or in your thoughts, if the person is in your direct presence, gently say, "I do not receive that in Christ Jesus' name. I do not receive this report in Christ Jesus' name." Or interrupt them gently and say something like, "Brother or sister, I perceive in my spirit that if we continue this discussion, that it's going to lead to the giving and taking of an evil report. And Scripture cautions us not to go there, so maybe we shouldn't continue talking in that direction." I've done that several times with people without offending them, and I've found that in all the instances, they, being Christians, agreed. And we just changed the subject and went on to something different. If they take offense, then simply say, "I'm sorry you feel that way, but I cannot continue." If it's necessary, you walk away. The point is not to feed it. The point is not to encourage it. We have to watch the words of others. In Proverbs 21, verse 1 to 16, we read, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." Now, this verse is telling us that the way we speak, how we use our words, whether we spread evil reports or rumors, will have consequences and will bring judgment upon ourselves, particularly if it's prideful. So then, we have to think before we speak. Proverbs 18, verse 17 says, "The one who states his case first seems right, until the other comes and examines him." In that same chapter, Proverbs 18, verse 13, it says, "If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame." So we have to be upright in front of God. We have to be biblical thinkers, not saved humanists. We have to think things out before we speak. We have to become keen listeners before we comment. And then, and this is most important, to keep rumors in check and the giving or taking of evil reports in check, we must weigh what is being said, and we must weigh internally within us how we want to respond. And we must be governed by two principles. One, we must be biblical thinkers. Two, we must be biblical speakers. In other words, it isn't enough to just listen to someone and then spontaneously make a comment back, but to let the Spirit of God lead you. Every day when we pray and present ourselves to the Lord, we should be able to say, "Holy Spirit, I submit to you this day, and I yield to you to live your life in me and through me and speak to me and through me in Christ Jesus' name." I promise you, as far as words are concerned, your day will become much safer. So in 1 Thessalonians 4:11, Paul says that we are to aspire to live quietly and to mind our own affairs and to work with our hands, he says, as we instructed you. Proverbs 14, verse 15 also cautions us about receiving reports from others. And listen to what it says. The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. So what is the proper decorum for dealing with such words or rumors, slanders, evil reports, and the like? This verse tells us, give thought to what you want to say. Give thought to your steps. Then respond. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 23, we are further admonished, have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. In other words, don't get involved in controversies. Walk away from them. Why? The fruit of them will be quarrels. On the other side, we read in Proverbs 21:15, when justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. So what are we to do then? We are to speak and exhort words of justice and blessing and righteousness to others. So we're to guard our tongues. We are not to be like them that speak rumor, gossip, and evil reports. We are to set such rumors aside. We are to let the fire die out. As a matter of fact, Proverbs 26:20 says that, for lack of wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. One of the most effective ways of quenching rumors, evil reports, and the like is not to feed it. Don't add wood to the fire. Let it die out. Let it fall to the wayside. It works 100% of the time. So James, in chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. And finally, Proverbs 11, verses 13 and 14 admonishes us, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. There's an important part of this verse that we must keep in mind. He who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. You see, one of the worst things about rumor and the giving of evil reports is that when someone has done an evil or something wrong and has repented, their sin is covered by the blood of Christ Jesus. So if someone brings something up about them or that particular sin, we are not to feed that. We are not to remove the blood covering by discussing it with others. Because if we engage in that rumor or that gossip or that quarreling, or the giving or taking of that evil report, we are lifting the blood covering from what has already been covered by the Holy Spirit through repentance. Now you've become the Holy Spirit. You are with rumor or gossip or quarreling or giving evil reports, lifting that blood covering because you're discussing what happened and what the sin was, this and that. And guess what that does? It brings the person under judgment by others. And that's why this verse says, he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? And if not, today is as good a day as any. I believe Father God is calling you to him now. He will give you an experience of himself to show you that he is real. And he will walk with you and eventually talk with you for the rest of your life until he brings you safely home in glory with him and gives you the free gift of eternal life. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now, won't you? being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.